Power Trip Quotes is going to be heavy on meat sauce today.
Well, no, but who runs that account?
Chris Hockey
does. I do not. I don't know why you say I don't.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a show for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, episode number 18. I am your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And on tonight's show, we're going to do the normal Bets and Quotes update, and we're going to give our top five things that we're most thankful for from the Power Trip. So I didn't really give you any parameters for this, and we haven't collaborated on what we had on each of our lists, so it'll be interesting to see if we have any overlap.
Yeah, I'm assuming we'll have a little bit of overlap, but there's so many things that I'm grateful and thankful for as it retains to the Power Trip Morning Show.
Yeah, it was hard to keep it to five, but I like my list, so we'll see how it goes. But let's start with a bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. This week on the bets update, we've got three new bets, and all of them have settled, and we've got one other bet that's settled. So we'll start there, because the Gopher game was rather profitable for Meat Sauce last Saturday. Not only did he win the $100 bet that he had with Tommy on the game, which Tommy actually negotiated 2.5 points from that, even though the Gophers were favored at the time. I think Sauce was just very confident in the Gophers not prevailing against Northwestern. So, and the spread actually got to 2.5 in favor of the Gophers by kickoff. So Sauce was actually giving up 5 points and still won very easily. So he got that 100 from Tommy. And then that also guaranteed that Kinzemius would not hit the over on the 6.5 wins, because the Gophers are currently sitting at 5 and they've only got the Wisconsin game left now. So that was a $100 win there as well. Now, a lot of people commented on Twitter, and Kinzemius even brought up on the show that, well, what about a bowl game if they beat Wisconsin and then go to a bowl and win that game? That's 7 wins. But they didn't specify that when they made the bet, and normal sportsbook rules do not include the postseason. Otherwise, the NFL over-under win totals would be a lot higher for potential playoff teams. So, and same thing for college as well, because you've got conference championships, you've got the playoff. So I gave that win to Sauce already. Now, if him and Kinzemius want to argue about that and debate it, I think it'll be a moot point anyway, because I don't see him beating Wisconsin. But so your thoughts on whether or not postseason should count?
It should definitely not count. I mean, it's a regular season bet, and that's kind of like I would like to listen back to, you know, when they actually made the bet. But it's a regular season bet. Bowl games, conference championship games do not count.
Well, that's the thing. They never referenced bowl games when they made the bet, so that's why it definitely defaults to normal sportsbook rules in that case. So,
right, and I don't think we're obviously not going to get any clarification, because Flash won't be in on Thursday since it's Thanksgiving.
Right.
Unless he somehow made it in Friday, which I doubt.
I wonder if he'll call in on Friday to give a Gopher preview.
Yeah, I guess that's possible.
Possible. So the next bet also involves the Fargo Flash. He won $20 this week in his weekly bet with Kinzemius, or with Lieber. Texas easily routed Iowa State. The line was +3 for Iowa State, and Texas covered easily. So Kenzemius is back on the winning train there.
What's the season record at?
Season record, I think he's up one game on him. I think it's like 6-5 right now. So
it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty even this year. It's been, he started off hot, Lieber got a hot streak, and now they're kind of back and forth. So pretty even right now. The last bet was last night's unbelievable Monday Night Football game, where Sauce had the over on 64 in the Rams-Chiefs game. Corey had the under. Sauce almost had this thing by halftime. It was fun to watch. I ended up not betting the over-under myself at all. I had originally bet the under when the game was going to be in Mexico City. It ended up, that bet got canceled by my sportsbook, and I didn't have enough faith in the under in LA. I thought the Mexico City could have, you know, presented some weird conditions, and just with teams not being in their normal routine, the altitude and everything, I thought there was a chance it would go under, but definitely was not going to bet the under when it was in LA, and I'm glad that I didn't. And read lots of articles today about how Vegas got killed on the over there. But so Sauce cashed in on that bet. That was a $50 bet. And then he also had the Rams versus Lieber at -3, which is exactly where it finished after, you know, defensive touchdowns, missed extra points, tons of touchdowns on offense. And after all that scoring and everything, it ends up exactly on the line at -3. So that was a push. So Sauce ended up netting $50 from Corey on the night. Did you have any bets on the game?
Yeah, I did have the over 64, and I had the Chiefs -3. I felt awesome about, I mean, it's great to say that after the fact, but leading up, even when we talked about it last week, I felt great about the over in that game. The thing that we're forgetting, too, is there was 3 defensive touchdowns during the game that, you know.
Yep.
I get that there were plenty of other touchdowns, but 3 defensive scores really helps, you know, makes the over pretty easy there.
Oh, yeah. Well, if there wasn't for those 3 touchdowns, it would have only been 84 instead of 105.
Only clearing it by 20.
Only hitting it by 20. That was crazy. It was fun, too, because I follow Odd Shark, obviously, on Twitter, because I retweet them quite a bit for things that are interesting to Minnesota listeners. But they kept updating the live over-under as it was going up throughout the night. And at one point, I think it was early in the fourth quarter, they were like, the live over-under is now 103.5. And I was like, oh my God, you know, like, cause I was like, even the way the game was going, I'm like 103.5. And then, yeah, about 15 minutes later, they retweeted that with the quote that, this just hit. So
yeah, I kept checking Bovada every touchdown, just seeing where it was going. But yeah, what an exciting game. What a cool game.
Yeah. It was fun being on Twitter too, because whether you were interested in the gambling angle or just football itself, or if you had fantasy football implications, it was classic. I wish every Monday night game was something similar, but I think this was just like the lightning in a bottle kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. There's been a lot of scoring with some of these bigger teams like KC, LA, and especially New Orleans. I really like the New Orleans Atlanta over.
Oh my!
It's at 59 this week.
Yeah, that could get crazy.
Right, and it's in the Superdome. Last week, they beat the Eagles 48. It was like 48-7.
Yep.
So that's with the Eagles only scoring 7 points, and the total was 55.
Yep.
I'm all over that over on 59.5.
Yeah, I might be placing a wager or two on that as well. So that is the bets update for the week. Let's move on to the quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right. It's time for the 3 quotes of the week. Starting at number 3, it's our favorite Tommy Olsen from November 15th.
In the still of the night.
These guys talk about sex a lot, huh?
Tommy's intro to Whitesnake.
Oh, I just love that bluntly. these guys talk about sex a lot.
I know.
Yeah, they're super horny guys in the 80s with long hair.
I'm assuming he's never watched Whitesnake videos, because then he would really get it.
No, yeah, that would probably help him get the cobwebs out in the morning. All right, and at number two, making his he made his show debut, he made his initials debut, and now he makes his quotes of the week debut. It's Chris Loudon from November 16th.
Just open that spigot and put it down the throat.
They had queued it up and got the audio ready to put it on the button bar and everything.
Yep, it's like, welcome to the button bar, Chris.
Absolutely, yeah, a little maple syrup controversy with the Canadian up there.
Yeah, you can definitely tell he's not afraid of, like, the airwaves or obviously being on TV, because he jumped right in and he was...
No, I thought he was awesome. He was super entertaining.
He pissed meat sauce off.
Obviously, I'm a hockey guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he pissed meat sauce off. That was funny.
Yeah, that was really good.
I'm sure meat sauce wasn't too pissed, but it was a good bit.
It was a very good bit. And at number one this week, it's meat sauce with the assist from Corey Cove.
The stairwell at that hotel that was in Daytona Beach, Florida, legitimately had every fluid a human being can possibly create.
Yeah,
it was. Like Double Dare to get down the stairs.
Hockey's sister calls it Graceland.
A hockey sister's quote is always a winner.
Yeah, yeah. Corey, right after that, mentioned something about that making the quotes of the week, so I had to push it up the rankings for the week.
Yeah, I you didn't hear this, but I made that the liner for this week's podcast. So. So yeah, I like doing the little liners. I wish I had thought of that for our very first podcast or whatever. And I usually, if it's something that references one of us or podcasting or something like that, I usually grab those. But so yeah, so you'll hear that.
Yeah, they're genius. And we just keep recycling them too.
Yeah, there is that. So all right, well, good quotes this week, and congratulations to Chris on cracking the K-R-I-S, Chris, on cracking the quotes of the week in his first appearance.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week on Your Thoughts, we are going to give thanks for the power trip. Obviously, we're big fans, and if you're listening to this podcast, I hope you are too. So if not, might want to find another podcast, but hey, so we're going to do my idea was to do our top five things that we're thankful for. And I didn't give it any parameters. I just said top five things that you're thankful for about the power trip. So, we'll just dive right in. What do you got for your, we'll go back and forth. What do you got for your number five?
All right. At number five, I have whoever has been doing the podcasting lately. And posting the show on iTunes and iHeartRadio app.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
You know, for close to a year now, it used to be a big problem. And, you know, sometimes they get posted later in the afternoon. And obviously in this world of, you know, we got to have it now. They've done a really, really good job of getting it posted. It's normally posted before 10 o'clock. I mean, I can't remember the last time it's been after that. So. Kudos to whoever took that up and is doing a good job with it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I have a daily stand-up meeting at 9:30 that usually lasts for like 10 minutes. And most days now when I'm done with stand-up, I check my podcast and it's like, there it is. So I'm like, all right, here we go. And I can catch up on whatever I missed that morning. So yes, that is a great one. Well, my number five is kind of a personal one for me. I'm thankful that I got to go to Chris Hockey's show this year in Worthington. So,
nice.
I have been wanting to see Chris, one of Chris's shows, for a while now. And, of course, being in Kansas City, it's not always the easiest thing to do. But we made it work, and his show was great. He's a great showman, a good storyteller, and... it was just lots of fun to be at the show, and so I'm thankful I got to do that. And it's cool that, you know, like me, like you got to go see Sauce do stand up last weekend and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, Chris does his shows and things like that. So, you know, it's just, it's kind of cool to see these guys, you know, showing off their other talents and everything. So, and speaking of which, how was Sauce's show?
It was awesome. I honestly can't believe how many people were there. It was, I mean, there are people standing on the back wall. The line for the back bar was just crazy. I mean, there was nowhere to move in that room. It was, and Sauce did a really good job.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of pressure, and that's a, you know, that's a big spot. And
oh yeah,
he really did well.
I did stand up for just like a couple of years, like in high school and in college and stuff like that. And it's like, it's one of those things where like, if the audience is entertained, it is like a great high, you know, just like having them listen to everything and laugh at everything. And if they're not into you, it is the loneliest feeling in the world. So it, I mean, and you know, what I did was such a small scale. I can't imagine being in front of, like, I think the most people I ever performed for was like 200, you know, versus like these comedians that'll do like a concert or something. It's,
right.
It's crazy. So, well, that's awesome. I'm glad. And you, by the way, you weren't the jackass that was asking about Fallon, were you?
No, that was some idiot in the front row.
Oh my God.
I was glad Hockey commented, cause I had tweeted out that I was there. And Hockey's like, make sure you get some video. And I was happy that, you know, he said that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have thought to.
Yeah.
So I did the recording and went live on Periscope or whatever. And
yep.
Glad that, you know, some other people who weren't able to be there got to experience the show.
Yeah, that was awesome. All right, what do you got for number four?
All right, number four, I have Mark Rosen returning to the show. As we all know, Mark missed some time this late summer and early fall due to his wife's health concerns. Obviously, things have gotten better to the point where he is back working at CCO and on KFAN. So just thankful that she's, you know, progressing and that he's able to get back on the morning show Tuesday through Thursday.
Definitely. Rosie's just a treasure, and yeah, it's a tough situation, but you know, he is, you know, and it's cool that he's like candid about it. And I like that, you know, every time he's on the show, it's not, you know, oh, my wife has bring, you know, it's, he doesn't bring it up a lot. You know, he's talked about it and whatever, but it's like, he wants to, you know, move on and do what he's there to do and entertain and stuff. So it's been so awesome having him back. That's 100%. Well, my number four, I have got, this is kind of I didn't exactly know how to word this other than to call it the Meat Sauce Translator. I am very thankful for that. One of my favorite bits is whenever Corey overanalyzes something that Meat Sauce has said, and then Meat Sauce and him go back and forth on defining it. And then there's other times where Corey will, you know, Sauce will say something that just won't click with anybody, and Corey will be like, what he means is, and then Corey will give the explanation of what he means. So just that interaction between Sauce and Corey, and I know most of it's a bit, but it is priceless. It is just, I love the way Corey will just break down a scenario that Meat Sauce gives, and then Sauce, you know, just scrambles to explain what he meant. And it is
well, and it's normally spot on.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you can tell, like, after you said that, you know, Paul said thank you, like, that's what I meant.
Right. So I'm thankful for the Meat Sauce Translator.
All right, I like it. Number three for me, I have the State Fair broadcast from this late August.
Yes.
After hearing last year's show, I wanted to make sure that I cleared my schedule and that I was able to make it. And I made it. I went by myself, didn't know what to expect, and I had an absolute blast. Met a lot of really cool people. Got to talk to Chris and, I mean, Jason Zucker, and got a picture with Meat Sauce's dad. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was just an awesome time, and it was good to meet a bunch of people.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a blast just streaming it that night, and I can't imagine how much more fun it would be to just be there with everybody. So, yeah, that I thought that was one in the back of my mind. I was like, that's definitely going to make his list. So.
For sure.
All right, my number three is Tommy's Takes. I was going to make this a little more broad and just put kind of, I was going to call it like the emergence of Tommy Olsen, but I mean, Tommy's been on the show for a few years and he's been hilarious, but he's just somehow taken it to the next level this year. And so the best way I had to kind of explain that is just with Tommy's takes, because it is so funny. Carly has started copying his bit. That's how good it is. It never fails. Like, I laugh pretty much every one that he says, whether it's, you know, like one of these like spot on takes that he has, or whether it's something absolutely ridiculous. They all just crack me up.
Well, they're so great. And listening back to last week's, I was starting to type it out as he was talking. I'm like, well, now he has like 20 notes a week. So I started writing him on a yellow pad and took a picture. I'm like, it's too good not to just look at the list and, you know, just you're dumbfounded. And it's a great bit.
I know, because we were going to start out like that was going to be a weekly thing on the show, is doing Tommy's takes. And there's so many of them that we've kind of done the top 10, like every few shows we do like the top 10 now. So
yeah, we have to do like a greatest hits edition of
exactly. So good. So that was my number three.
Well, my number two was just Tommy Olsen in general.
Yep.
He kind of had a breakout year on the show. Obviously, like you said, he's been on the show for a while now, but just some of the learning more about what he knows, what he doesn't know, you know, how to take care of himself, when to wash his sheets, when to wash his towels.
Yes.
You know, I've learned so much about Tommy Olsen that I don't care to know or would ever ask another person. He's just he brings such a youthful charm, and he's got so much energy and passion, and he really adds a lot to the show on Thursdays.
Definitely. I think one of my favorites from that little genre was the whole peeing into the shower one, because I loved, because again, it was Corey breaking something down, and Corey was just like, the toilet is right there and you're peeing into an open empty shower. Oh, that whole exchange was classic. And I think about that at least once a week when I'm stepping into the shower, that if I was Tommy, I would have just gone in the shower.
Right. Oh, so good.
Good one. All right. Well, my number two is the Power Trip Vegas trip. So this kind of applies twofold. Number one, I'm thankful that I finally got to go this year for the first time to the 2018 Power Trip Vegas show. Absolute blast. It was so much fun meeting all the Rubes out there. There were just, I met so many cool people. Just had a blast. Obviously the shows were lots of fun. It was Vegas. And then I'm also thankful that we're going in, what is it now? Like about 4 months. So
hell yeah, we are.
It's ticking down. Like, you know, when it started out, it was like 7 months, 6 months, but we're getting there. So, so I'm thankful that that is upcoming, and I still can't get over that everybody is going to be there. I'm blown away. Like, even like people like Charch, who's, you know, we talked to last week, and he was telling us how he's going to be out there with the Power Trip and then with the other show that he's meeting up with out there, and everybody else. It's just, it's going to be, I think it's probably going to be the craziest Vegas trip out there. So
for sure. It seems like last year, almost everybody couldn't go for some odd reason. Now it's like the complete opposite. Like, nobody else has a scheduling issue.
Yeah, because that was like maybe the only like sort of downer, was that, you know, a lot of the regulars weren't out there last year, but it was still an absolute blast. I mean, obviously with Rosie, it's going to be crazy. And Lawyer Lambert was there, and Carly and the regular guys. But yeah, I mean, you know, just absolutely everybody and their brother this year. So, I think the one that I missed the most was Creasel. Cause I'm like, I've been lucky enough to meet Creasel a couple times, and just the greatest guy. And like, but apparently he just takes it to another level in Vegas. So I am so looking forward to seeing Creasel out in Vegas.
Yeah. I had a tweet from the last year that he was there. So 2017.
Yep.
He joined the show for 2 out of the 3 days. He averaged 16 quotes per day.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm thinking I might have to just bring my laptop out there and just be ready to type because I don't think it'll work. You know, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, thankfully they don't do any betting out there, so there's no pressure on me. I just sit there and enjoy, so.
Right.
All right, so that's my number two, is the good old Power Trip Vegas trip. So what do you got for your number one?
All right, my number one is the Power Trip After Party podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's something that people, I don't know if they've been necessarily even asking for it for years, but we've always kind of wanted to see the other side, you know, a little bit of the behind the curtains and being able to, you know, hear them a little bit uncensored.
Yep.
It just makes for radio gold. Like Eric Solhansky joined the show.
Yep.
Or he came on the podcast after and said a bunch of, you know, told stories about P90X. I didn't even know that he had a prosthetic leg.
I didn't either.
I heard him say it on the podcast. I had no idea. And I went through P90X and I know that he was on there. I guess I just forgot it, but it's like you just get to learn and there's no format. It's just a blank slate. Yep. And I will say not everyone is perfect and not all of them are, you know, the most entertaining, but more than like, you know, at least 3 out of 5 of the week are really funny and really cool and really interesting.
Yeah. And it's funny because I do like the ones where they have the guests, but honestly, the ones that have made me laugh the hardest is when it's just the three of them, because they will just start talking about weird stuff. Like like I mentioned before, my favorite has been when Corey was very inquisitive about Meat Sauce and Muppet and their interactions.
Or how much it would cost, how much Paul would have to receive to get rid of Muppet, to sell Muppet.
The whole negotiation.
It went on for 10 minutes.
I know. Corey's so funny when he negotiates, when he's like, surely anybody that would do that for 10,000 would do it for 8,000. And
I used the analogy before, but I feel like I'm grabbing a beer with the guys after the show that I listen to every day. So
yeah.
Just having that experience is very cool.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Well, my number one, it kind of piggybacks on one you had earlier, but it's just Mark Rosen. In general, you know, you had mentioned Rosie's return to the show. I put him up at number one, not only for everything that he's gone through this year and his return to the show, but just in general, how awesome it is to have him on the show. He's one of the great people where, you know, he's got a great balance between, you know, he's very up on, you know, pop culture stuff. But he's also, you know, he can do the serious sports talk when that's needed. He can be hilarious. I think the longer he's on the Power Trip, the more unashamed he gets, and he's just willing to go along with whatever. And of course, like, to me, Rosie had the moment of the year with the whole Magic Fingers mic drop comment in Vegas. So I had, for all those reasons combined, I just had to put Mark Rosen in general as number one on my list.
Well, and it's like, he announces his future retirement from WCCO, but reassures that he's going to stay on the show and that he loves working with KFN and, you know, he's not going anywhere. It's like,
right.
He's the dad of the show.
Absolutely. You know,
he's the fatherly figure. I love having him on the show.
Absolutely. Cause I was a little bit nervous. I was like, oh, is he like retiring? And then, he immediately came out and said, no, I'm still staying on the fan and everything. So that's awesome because, unfortunately being down here, I don't get to see him on TV. So that doesn't necessarily directly affect me. Although I will miss seeing, Meat Sauce capture screenshots and commenting on various expressions that Mark Rosen has. But, outside of that, my exposure to Mark is all via KFan, so I'm glad none of that's changing, and hope he's on the show for many, many, many more years.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, good lists. Those are...
There's not too much overlap.
No. It worked really well, and I think that I'm sure the listeners will have other things that they're thankful for from the Power Trip, but I think that summarized... a lot of what went on in 2018 and just a lot of the cool things about the show and where it's at right now. So that'll wrap it up for this week's show. What do you plan to do for Thanksgiving?
I got to go to the fiance's grandparents' place and then going to my parents' place, but staying right around St. Cloud.
Sounds
good.
What
about you?
Yeah, we'll be up in Minnesota visiting the family, and I'm hoping actually to get to the Gopher hockey game on Friday night, because that's kind of one thing we like to do is we go to the Nook, pregame at the Nook, and then head over to Mariucci and catch a Gopher hockey game. It's kind of
Who do they play this weekend?
Michigan State. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's either because we either go to a Gopher game or a St. Cloud game, but. Unfortunately, St. Cloud doesn't have the Nook, so sometimes
we do have the number one rating in the nation. If you're looking for that.
There is that. I may not see a Gopher victory, but but we'll see. Should be fun either way. I love watching hockey regardless, especially college hockey. So, and hopefully we'll get to see you on Saturday. We're planning on doing a live broadcast with maybe a surprise guest. So that'll all work out on Saturday.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be very fun.
I hope so. So, all right. So tell everybody where you're at if they don't already follow you.
You can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes.
All right. And I, of course, am at PowerTripBets. And if you ever have feedback for the show, you can always email us, PowerTripBets@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.
Coming back.